everyone, it's me again. I'm back with a new story that I'm excited for you to hear. This one is really hot, and it even got me excited and tingly in my pants. So sit back and get ready to enjoy When It Rains. p.m. She pulled into the parking lot, slowed to scan for a space, and eyed one three aisles over. She sped over to the parking stall, screeched her tires along the way, and backed into the spot like a pro. Once parked to her liking, she looked at herself in the sun visor mirror, adjusted a few strands of hair from her face, and puckered her lips to make sure her lipstick was perfect. She reached over and grabbed her black clutch handbag, her designer Jackie O style sunglasses, and stepped out of the car. She looked at her reflection in the car window and adjusted her breath. They were hanging on for dear life in her black, strapless, low-cut sweetheart dress that was clinging to her body like a child hugging its mother. She wanted them sitting just so in their confinement. Perfect, she thought. She slid her sunglasses on and started walking towards the club. p.m. She opened the door and stepped into the foyer. A tastefully dressed gentleman was standing in front of a shiny black door. Good to see you again, Madam Rain. Likewise, she said dryly as she was digging ferociously through her clutch. Immediately, she pulled out a black plastic card and handed it to him. Taking a deep breath, she smiled. Yes, it's always good to see you. He scanned her card and gave it back to her. Exchanging one last pleasant smile, she opened the door and walked into the dark, smoky lounge. The music bass was thumping like a heartbeat, pulsing through her body, beginning to stir the arousal between her legs. A naked woman was on the stage, twerking to the bass of the music. The way she moved and popped her body allowed you to see every little detail between her legs. Men were crowded around the stage, worshiping the sex doll. Other men sat back quietly at small private tables, casually watching her while doing various activities. Two men were exchanging money, one well-dressed gentleman, sitting with a beautiful woman with long black hair, was snorting lines of coke. She slowly walked around to look for a table and found one in the back. It provided a little more privacy and a clear sight to the stage. A waitress wearing tiny black lace panties that were trying so hard to cover her bubble-shaped ass came to her table. May I take your order, ma'am? Yes, I'll have one Grey Goose straight with a lime. Yes, ma'am, I'll be right back. She couldn't help but to watch her as she walked away. Her backside was so voluptuous that she created monsoon-like waves with each step. It's stunning, isn't it? A deep voice said. Because the area was dark and she was wearing her sunglasses to be inconspicuous, she didn't realize that there was a gentleman sitting at a table next to her, also watching the waitress as she walked away. Startled, she replied, "Yes, it is," and took her seat, quietly waiting for her drink. She could feel his eyes lingering on her body for a few lengthy seconds, scanning her body from head to toe, imagining what she looked like with her dress on the floor. However, she was numb to silent advances. She knew that he couldn't keep her attention. The naked woman on the stage was giving her suitors one final look at her gloriousness by playing with the flower between her legs. Both legs were wrapped around her head, and she had two fingers sliding in and out of her creamy flower to the rhythm of the music. It seemed as if money rained down from the sky as liquid began to leak from her kitty. The lights began to dim as her set closed. That got my dick hard, he said, arousal in his voice. I'm sure it did, she said delicately. Would you like to join me? He said, nodding to the extra chair at his table. As sexy as you are, you shouldn't be sitting alone. Thank you, but I'm going to have to decline. I'm meeting someone here. Again, he looked at her for a second too long. Must be a lucky guy to have a woman like you, to have you meet him here. He didn't see her roll her eyes behind the dark sunglasses as she thought to herself, that line is so fucking 1979. However, she giggled. Thank you for the compliment. I'm sure he would agree with you. She still felt him watching her, thinking of all the things he would do to her body. Then, the lights came on the stage, and soft, seductive music began playing, indicating the next performer was about to start. Again, the stage captured everyone's attention. ten a.m. You saw her silhouette through the sheer curtains on the stage. The curves on her body immediately seized everyone's attention. The chatter in the crowd lulled to a minimum, waiting for the sensual goddess to appear on stage. As the intro to Tank's Dirty began to play, men gathered closer to the stage in anticipation. It was as if you saw the pre-cum already dripping from their stiff dicks. Immediately, the curtains whipped open and she gingerly walked to the center of the stage. She wore a pink two-piece string bikini, the bra barely covering her protruding nickel-sized nipples, and the bottom of the bikini covered her already swollen lips with the tiniest amount of pink material known to man. The stage lights bounced off her body, highlighting her dainty muscles and making her glisten and shine like fresh dew in the morning. As the singer began to sexually serenade her, she began to slowly walk around the pole as if she was circling her sexual prey. With the pole in her hands, she moved closer to it and started twirling in circles for her imaginary suitor. Her hair flowed out around her like a beautiful propeller, and her body shimmered with each turn. Finally reaching her destination, she began to grind on the pole, making her body create endless undulating waves that seemed to increase in size with each movement, showing them her perfectly rounded ass that bounced with each wave. In one graceful movement, she effortlessly climbed onto the pole, flipped upside down, and opened her legs towards the heavens, giving her audience a peek of her beautiful lotus blossom that had devoured the string bikini between her legs. As the song intensified, she flipped upright and quickly climbed to the top of the pole like she was climbing a ladder, and in a blink of an eye, she released into the widest splits imaginable. It was in this moment that she knew she had them all completely captivated. Unlike the previous performer, she didn't need to play with her pink pearl. Her body language was enough. She made each one of the suitors feel like he was moving inside of her, moving her body in various sexual positions on the stage, pinching and sucking each nipple and allowing them to see more and more of what was hidden between her legs. She grinded on the floor as if she was riding a thick dick, working hard to make it explode with satisfaction. Out of the corner of her eye, she noticed a stocky gentleman in glasses who was standing at the stage, quickly rushed towards the bathroom, holding the front of his pants. She gently giggled, knowing what had happened to him. Unlike the money rainstorm that the previous performer created, she produced a money typhoon with her body. There was so much money falling around her that it was causing her to slip and slide around the stage, seeming as if she was drenched with sex as she moved. Her audience couldn't get enough. However, in her mind, she wasn't performing for them. They didn't have her attention either. Only one person had it. and she was performing for them and them only. AM. She was amazing. The deep voice spoke to her once again. Yes, she was. This time she said it with sex slightly easing from her tongue. Mistaking her sexual response as an invitation to an intimate encounter, he offered to buy her a drink. When the bubble butt waitress appeared again, he stopped her before she spoke. Same as before? He asked in a deep, dark, and sensual tone. She didn't hear that tone when he spoke to her before. This time it was different, rawer, and more exposed. Grey Goose straight with a line? The waitress asked for confirmation. Yes, she said. She looked over at her gentleman admirer and smiled. Thank you. It was all my pleasure. He had an electric smile that seemed to pierce through the darkness of the lounge. Intentionally holding his gaze on her for a few minutes too long, he got up from his seat and made his way over to her table. As he walked over, she noticed that he was exceptionally debonair. He was wearing a sleek black suit with a crisp white shirt that had two buttons open to leave her guessing about what was under the rest of it. She closed her eyes and took in the faint smell of his cologne. Her kitty began to awaken from its slumber. Your admirer hasn't arrived yet, and I couldn't leave you sitting all alone. He pulled the chair out and sat down. She looked at him as if she was eyeing her prey. If he wasn't careful, he could become a victim in addition to the plans for the evening. I hope your guy friend won't be upset with me sitting here with you. She thought to herself, why does he keep thinking that some guy is coming? However, she responded with, he'll be perfectly fine. Well, good. I just couldn't let a beautiful woman sit alone. Once again, he eyed her for a few moments too long. He finally realized that she noticed that he had been staring at her. I'm sorry, I just can't. Before he could finish, the bubble butt waitress arrived with her second drink. Thank you, she said to the waitress and smiled. As the waitress turned and walked away, they both took one last glance at her backside. I know I've been staring at you, but I just can't take my eyes off of you, he said, returning to the conversation. She didn't respond to his compliment. Her mind was focused on the fact that the person she was meeting would be arriving in a few seconds. Her anticipation was beginning to build. She heard him say something about her dress when she noticed the black mat door to the left of the stage open. AM. She stepped from behind the door as sensually as she did on stage. This time, her legs were wrapped in sheer black leggings, and she was not wearing any panties. Without a bra, her loose white half shirt exposed her Hershey Kiss-like nipples and allowed her perky breasts to bounce with each step. Again, Rain was mesmerized by the performer just as she was on stage. As the performer walked towards them, Rain's kitty began to purr loudly. She adjusted herself in her chair to calm her pussycat and continued to watch her walk towards the table. She thought to herself, I'm so going to enjoy her, but what am I going to do with him? Rain quickly turned to look at him and realized that he was watching the performer walk towards them as well. His eyebrows inched higher and higher as the performer got closer to the table. He tried to remain composed, but it was becoming very difficult. When the performer reached the table, he realized that his table mate was here to see her. Instantly,
Thoughts of what he would do to them together entered his mind. Rain! Rain tried to stop the performer from saying her name by placing her finger on her lips, but she was too late. Hello, darling, Rain said, sexually sweet, and then softly kissed her neck. Your set was beautiful. I didn't know you changed the song. Yes, she said, excited to see her. I'm trying something new to see how the audience reacts. Well, as you can see, it was a positive reaction. Rain smiled and nodded her head in the direction of the stocky gentleman who had ran to the bathroom during her performance. The performer giggled again at the thought of him releasing himself in the bathroom. Yes, I think it was well received. Well, if you're looking for direct audience feedback, it was perfect. The gentleman stopped himself from making his last comment. The performer looked at him, waiting for him to finish his sentence or to introduce himself. She wasn't going to speak until one of those two things occurred. Darling, this gentleman watched your set with me, and he thoroughly enjoyed your performance. Do you mind if he has a drink with us before we leave? The performer molded over in her head. Knowing the destination for the evening, she agreed. As Rain enjoyed watching the languid movement of her body, she felt another pair of eyes looking in their direction. He was enjoying her body as well, and it was in that moment the idea hit her like a ton of bricks. The gentleman motioned for the bubble butt waitress once more. I'd like a Grey Goose straight with a lime, a Hennessy neat, and... He looked at the performer for her drink order. And I'll have a Ciroc with a splash of cranberry juice. After the waitress scribbled the order on her pad, she looked at the group and smiled. I'll have your drinks ordered shortly. AM. The hesitancy of being together with a stranger had lessened after several rounds of drinks. They had watched other dancers, and the energy among them was beginning to become sexually charged. Rain gently placed her hand on the performer's thigh to remind her of their plans. Would you ladies excuse me? I need to use the restroom. They both nodded a yes and intensely watched as he rose from his chair and walked away. He seemed to have a Denzel-like swagger. It wasn't Denzel, but it was close. And it was worth watching every step. When he was out of earshot, Rain turned to the performer. You know our plans for the evening. Would you like to invite him? The performer thought about the question posed to her. Well, I'm going to let you make that decision, my love. You usually know what is best in these scenarios. The performer coyly smiled, knowing that Rain would make the best decision that would be best and most pleasurable for everyone involved. Just as Rain was beginning to respond, the gentleman reappeared at the table. She pulled the performer closer and whispered into her ear. Well, if you are leaving it up to me, darling, then you know my decision. However, your consent is an absolute must. Are you consenting to me giving him an invitation to our plans for tonight? The performer nodded her head in an agreement and smiled. How would you ladies like another drink? He asked. Actually, I would like to know if you would like to come with us for the evening, Rain offered. He looked back and forth between the two of them with that same look of animalistic desire, slightly mixed with shock. I've never been asked that before. Especially from two beautiful women such as yourselves, he stammered. Well, I'm asking for the both of us. Would you like to join us? Rain stated matter-of-factly. The performer looked at him with alcohol and sex in her eyes. It seemed as if she had battered them as slow as a sloth's movement. Again, His dick instantly became rock hard. "It would be my pleasure," he said. This time, sex was oozing from his pores.
Thanks for listening to When It Rains. Part 2 will be dropping soon, so be on the lookout. Until then, you can always find me on Instagram at purring.kitty.cat, Anchor, Apple and Google Podcasts, Spotify, and more. And now you can find me on Clubhouse at RT Flower. Again, thanks for listening, and I'll see you soon.